Right now, yeah, like I said, there's about 10,000 of us. People are attacking the lines of police in front of the parliament. And the police are throwing tear gas back. So basically, this is, I don't even know, the sixth day of demonstrations today. And there's still many, many people on the streets.
And of course, you are expecting that the protests will go on in further days.
Yes, for sure. There doesn't seem to be anyone thinking or willing to stop demonstrating now. People are very angry with what has happened. Of course, with financial crisis, people are very angry that the murderer of the kid has not apologized, hasn't even said one word of apology, and is still being very provocative. So we have no reason to stop. Demonstrations are definitely not going to end. People are very angry.
Do you expect that the government will step down now?
Will they, what, sorry?
Do you expect that the government will step down because of these protests that are going on for 1 week and will going on?
I really don't know how they're going to react. I really don't know if they'll be managed to stand or not, but in a very difficult position. They'll have to do something to end this, because this is, you know, this is not a normal situation. It can't keep going on like this. So we expect them to try and hit back very hard very soon.
Does the professors and the faculties, they support you, I guess?
Yes, most of the university professors are supporting the students, I'm sure.
So
they have called for a strike themselves.
Mm-hmm. So there is no lectures today, I presume?
There's not what, sorry?
There is no lectures. I mean, are the professors also on the streets?
Oh, yeah, of course. And of course, there's no lectures. The three main universities in Athens are occupied mostly by anarchists. The law school, the polytechnic, and the school of economics are all occupied by anarchists. And all the other departments have been calling general assemblies and have been being occupied by their students. So there's no... And same goes with the schools. There must be about 300 schools, high schools, occupied by their students today.